The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure of Payment in Full. The Green Hornet strikes again. Ed Lowry, star reporter on the Daily Sentinel, was having breakfast in a downtown hotel. He saw Jeanette Jeffers, the famous actress, sweep through the lobby. Hurrying to the desk, he waited impatiently until the clerk was free.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to see Miss Jeffers.
I'm sorry, Miss Jeffers has seen no one.
Well, do you know why she's here?
No.
Well, look, could you tell me...
Excuse me, please. Desk clerk speaking. Why, of course. Oh, I'm very sorry, Miss Jeffers. Yes, yes, right away, Miss Jeffers. Front?
Yes, sir.
Miss Jeffers has been waiting for breakfast. Tell room service to get up there quick.
Yes, sir.
Now, is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, I think I'll just hang around.
Just as you please.
Lowry trailed the waiter with Jeanette Jeffers' breakfast to the elevator. When they reached the third floor, they both got off.
Now, that breakfast going to Miss Jeffers, bud?
Yeah.
You want to make $5?
Oh, no, look, mister, I don't want to lose my job.
You won't lose your job. I'm Lowry of the Sentinel.
You Ed Lowry? I've seen your stuff in the papers lots of times.
I'm trying to get an interview with Jeanette Jeffers.
Oh, I don't know. I might get in trouble.
Make it 10.
Well, okay.
Give me your apron and towel.
What am I going to do?
Well, you just wait around the corner for me.
They won't object if you give Jeanette Jeffers a lot of service.
Well, guess I'm ready. Miss Jeffers' breakfast.
Oh, yes. Well, just put it in front of that chair.
What is it, Susan?
The waiter with your breakfast.
Shall I serve it, ma'am?
No, that's all.
Nothing else you want?
I said that was all.
Oh, yes, of course.
I thought for a minute that I was going to have trouble getting rid of that waiter, Jenny.
Well, he's gone now, anyway.
This looks good.
Have you gotten in touch with Scott yet?
Just talk to him. He and the band are making some recordings. He's coming up as soon as he's finished.
I noticed the crack in the movie news about you and that producer.
Well, Scott's reasonable. It was only business.
Too bad it got in.
Yes. Oh, well, I can explain.
Oh, probably the waiter again. Certainly is the most anxious guy.
Hello, Lucy.
Well, Mr. Grafton, well, wait a minute.
Hal, what are you doing here?
Why, I've come to see you. What else?
Lucy, you'd better wait in the other room a minute.
Oh, sure, Jane.
Well, you're as beautiful as ever, Jenny.
What do you want?
Always the good businesswoman. Straight to the point.
You realize that I could pick up this phone and have you thrown out.
But you wouldn't, Jenny. It would make such an ugly scene. Good for the newspapers, too. Former husband molests movie queen. Oh, I could tell them a lot about you and me.
All right. What did you come here for?
Not much, Jenny. Just a couple of thousand. You could spare that much.
I gave you a settlement once for the divorce. I won't have you bleeding me.
Oh, just a loan. I could pay you back sometime.
No, I won't do it.
Now, don't be so hasty. I have some things you might want back.
You don't have anything of mine.
You've got a bad memory. I should have brought them along.
It wouldn't have done you any good.
You wrote me a lot of letters in those days. I kept them for sentimental reasons.
I wouldn't be interested.
Scott Rainier might be. I hear you're interested in him, all right.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, why not? I need the money in a hurry. I need it tonight.
I don't have that much money around.
Well, that's why I came early. Looks like I pushed the right button when I said Rainier.
Leave him out of this.
Oh, don't be so touchy, sweetheart. I'll be back later on. Have the money ready. Understand?
I don't know. I want to think about it.
You'll have it, all right.
Those letters are old. No one would even care.
Oh, I'm a great one to fix things up, Jenny.
Why, you! You're bluffing.
Wait and see.
You've said your piece. Now get out.
Sure, sure, Jenny. Only I'll be back.
Scott!
Bye, sweetheart. I'll see you later.
Oh, God, I didn't think you'd get here so soon.
Yes, that's obvious. You can stop acting now. Who is it?
It doesn't matter. Oh, Scott, please, let's not have a scene.
A scene? I told you once before that I wouldn't stand for a runaround. I came up here to ask you about this gossip column, and I run into another one.
Gossip column?
Looks like everything caught up with you at once.
Oh, I was just out with the producer one evening. I didn't even think it was important enough to mention.
That's not what it says here.
Well, who are you going to believe?
And this other guy, what about him?
Oh, he means nothing to me.
It didn't sound like it when he was leaving.
Oh, you're being unreasonable.
Unreasonable? I can't stand knowing that you're going around with other men, if that's what you mean.
Well, you're jealous of every time I turn around. It's driving me crazy.
What do you think it's doing to me? I can't keep going like this. I'm through.
Scott, you can't mean that. Oh, he couldn't mean it. Oh, good heavens. Who now?
Are you through with the tray, Miss Jeffers?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. You can take it.
I hope I didn't come back too soon.
What? Oh, no, no. I was finished.
Oh, that was clumsy. I'm sorry.
Are you new here?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm not a waiter. I'm a reporter, Miss Jeffers. I want an interview.
Reporter? Get out of here.
What about this Grafton shakedown deal? How about a statement?
Grafton? Why, you sneaking little eavesdropper.
What's Grafton to you?
Hello, operator. Tell the manager there's a reporter in my room. I want him thrown out.
Okay, sister. Have it your own way now. But I'll be back.
In the middle of the afternoon, Lucy approached the back booth in a small coffee shop where Hal Grafton sat waiting.
Oh, here you are. I didn't see you.
I've been waiting for you, honey.
Is the loan all set?
In the bag.
Hal, when I was in the other room, I had the idea that you were arguing or something.
Oh, at first she needed a little convincing, that was all.
Hal, don't lie to me. Are you blackmailing her?
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
I told you that I didn't want to be mixed up in anything crooked.
You're in this as much as I am, Lucy. This is no time to get fussy about it.
Then it is blackmail.
Don't talk so loud. I told you that she just needed a little convincing. Now, don't worry about it.
When I went down this morning to fix the service door so that you could get in, I almost ran into the janitor. I don't like it, Hal.
Oh, now, look, baby, you know I wouldn't let you do anything that would get you in trouble.
It seems so risky.
There's nothing to it. She owes me plenty. She's going to pay.
I guess there are two sides to most of those things.
I'll say there are. After all we've been through together, you'd think that it'd mean something to her.
If I thought you still cared about her,
For heaven's sake, you're just jumpy. I do all I can to protect you so she won't be suspicious and you jump down my throat.
Well, I'm sorry, Hal. I guess I am jumpy.
You do your end and we'll be on easy street from now on.
You think she'll give it to you without any trouble?
Sure, it's all said. Oh, you better give me the key now and get back.
Well, I thought we might go someplace.
I'm just thinking of you, baby. We can't be seen together yet.
I still don't feel right about it.
Just keep up your nerve a little while longer. Be sure to get out early so you won't be there when I come.
Yes, I'll be going. Here. Hell, there wouldn't be anything rough about this, would there?
No, of course not. Just a business deal, that's all.
I mean, you wouldn't hurt her or anything.
You don't have a thing to worry about, honey. From now on, everything is going to be swell for you and me.
Early that evening, Britt Reed, publisher of the Daily Sentinel, sat in his private office signing letters when his phone rang. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Reed. This is Gunnigan.
Oh, yes, Gunnigan.
Axford just called. Jeanette Jeffers has been murdered.
What? That is news.
They think that band leader, Scott Rainier, did it.
Better move the theater flyer off the first page. Give it a two-column spread.
Anything else?
Get in touch with Lowry. He was trying to see her this morning.
Okay, Mr. Reed.
A few hours later, Axford, bodyguard to the young publisher and self-styled reporter, was explaining to Reed and Lowry what he knew about the murder.
Suffering snakes, Reed. It's a mixed-up affair, that it is.
Well, why are they holding Rainier?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. This Lucy, sure, and she don't like Rainier a bit. She's the secretary. She said she was typing some letters
and... Axford, you ought to be a politician. You're so good at evading the issue.
Sure, Reed, and I'm telling you as fast as I can. She stops typing for a minute, and she hears shouting in the next room. She can tell they're fighting, this Rainier and the girl. And all of a sudden, she hears him shout something, and then the door slams.
Oh, was there anything else?
Suffering snakes, I can't tell you any faster, Lowry. Well, that evening, Lucy is going out. She walks around looking the town over. She wants to buy something or other. Anyway, she looks in her purse, and no money. So she has to go back. She walks up the hall and...
Door's open. Funny. No lights. Anyone here?
Lucy. Lucy, thank goodness you've come.
Scott Rainier. What happened?
She's dead.
Dead? No.
I just got here.
You killed her.
No, I swear I did.
What are you doing with that knife in your hand?
Knife? I must just have picked it up. I found her like this. Lucy, you've got to believe me.
I'm going to call the police.
Of course.
I heard you threaten her this afternoon. I wouldn't have thought you'd do this.
Lucy, I lost my head this afternoon. I came back to tell her I was sorry. I found her like this. You've got to believe me.
No. No, I don't believe you. She never should have trusted you. I'll see you hang for this if it's the last thing I do.
We'll continue our story in just a moment. And now back to the Green Hornet. Axford continued to tell Reed and Lowry the facts he knew about Jeanette Jeffers' murder.
Sure, and Lucy's got it in for Rainier. That's what I think.
Well, what did Rainier say in defense?
Well, he owned up to the fight with her, that he did. Said he'd lost his head. Then he went out and cooled off a bit, as you might say, and came back to apologize.
Well, where was he all this time?
Sure, and he said he'd just walked around and didn't see anybody.
Well, what'd Lucy say about Grafton, Axford? He'd be mixed up in this.
Grafton? Sure, and me ears didn't hear that name the whole time. That they didn't.
Are you sure you didn't miss something? She must have mentioned him.
Say, now, and don't be getting so fresh. Me miss something? I heard every word she said.
What is this about Grafton, Lowry?
This morning, when I was trying to get the interview, I hung around her room before I saw her. I didn't want to get tangled with the secretary. Figured she'd give me the brush off. I heard Lucy say hello to Grafton at the door. I know it was her. And then I slid along the hall and listened. Thought maybe there was a story in it.
Well, how about it, Lowry? What did you find out?
Grafton was blackmailing the girl. It was a shakedown if I ever heard one.
Hopper and snakes, Lowry. Did you get the story?
Well, I got thrown out. Been all over town trying to locate Grafton. Since the actress wouldn't give me anything on it, he was my only lead.
And you didn't find him?
Well, that's right, Chief. He left before I got in to see her. He sure did a good disappearing act.
Sarge ought to know about this.
Yes, Lowry. This might change the whole case.
Sure, and if you don't tell him, you can be called in for criminal negligence.
Negligence, Axford.
Well, sure, that's what I said.
I'll get down and tell him now.
Better stop in and give Gunnigan the story, unless you haven't already done it.
Holy smoke, I didn't think I had enough of a story to bother about, Chief.
Yeah, I'll see him right now.
I gotta get along, too. Night, Reed.
Good night. I'll call Kiddo and have him meet me with the Black Beauty. Then the Green Hornet will take a hand in this case.
You think Grafton is murderer, Mr. Brick?
I'm not sure, Kiddo, but if he is, he'll leave town as soon as he can. I'm going to try to stop him.
You know where Grafton is?
No, but I feel sure that Miss Jeffers' secretary does. She covered up for Grafton. I intend to find out why. Here's the hotel. Turn in the alley, Kiddo.
Girl named Lucy, secretary?
That's right, Kiddo.
Grafton, perhaps, hard to find.
I know. I've got to frighten Lucy into taking me to him.
How you do that, Mr. Brink?
I have a plan. Axford said that her room is in the corner one. When you see a light go out, watch for Lucy to come out the front.
I saw her picture in Sentinel.
Good, Kiddo. I'll be close behind Lucy. We'll have to be ready to leave here in a hurry.
How you know she'd do what you say?
I don't know, Kiddo. I'm depending on a hunch that Lucy isn't a professional cook.
Meanwhile, at police headquarters, Lowry reported his information about Grafton to Sergeant Burke.
So you see, Sarge, I'm not saying Grafton did it exactly, but I do think it's funny that the secretary never mentioned him. That doesn't add up right.
Yeah, it's a good thing you were around, Lowry. We'll get to the bottom of this yet. Sergeant Burke speaking.
This is Hopkins of the bank squad.
Yes?
Just checked with the First National. The secretary drew 2,000 bucks this afternoon. She was acting for Jeffers.
There was no sign of any big door around the hotel. We'll get on it right away. Lowry, your hunch was right. Cassidy, get the squad car and be quick about it. We're going to pick up that secretary, Lucy.
Meanwhile, Britt Reed entered the service door of the hotel and went up the emergency stairway. With a skeleton key, he opened the door to Lucy's room and locked it afterward.
Who's out there? Who is it?
Keep your voice down.
Beth. You're the Green Hornet.
I want to talk to you.
Oh, darn.
That's right. Talk quietly and you won't get hurt.
What do you want?
I want to find Grafton.
Grafton? I don't know anyone but...
I know better. He was here this morning. Where is he?
I don't know.
You'd better think fast. If you don't, I'll sell my information to the police.
You wouldn't dare go near the cops.
I wouldn't have to. Come on, quick. Where's Grafton?
Why do you want to find out?
That doesn't matter. I'm in a hurry.
He's at a rooming house. I don't know where.
Okay, I'll get...
Who's that?
Must be the police. Is there a back way out? I'm leaving.
This way. To the other room. I've got to get out, too.
I don't think they heard us.
No, come on. They can't see us.
Here's the stairway.
Something must have happened. They said they wouldn't want to see me again until tomorrow.
Right down to the basement. We'll go out the back way.
Not me.
She's going to chance the lobby. I hope she makes it, because I'll be waiting for her. There's Cato. I hope she's not out yet. Have you seen her yet?
No, Lucy, not come out.
She will. We can't miss her.
You find out anything, Mr. Bree?
Not much, but I think I accomplished my purpose. Between me and the police, she should try to get to Grafton.
Mr. Bree, look. Coming out of drugstore.
That's her, all right. She probably got to the drugstore through the lobby.
She get in cab.
That's our cue. Don't let that cab out of your sight. While Lucy and Reed were on the stairway, Sarge forced his way into the former's room.
Gone. I could have sworn I heard someone talking in here.
Yeah, I thought so too, Sarge.
Hey, come here.
What is it now?
Look out the window here in the alley. You see that car?
Well, sure, I... Hey, what are we standing here for?
That's the Hornet's car.
Well, come on, Lowry. He's got a head start as it is.
She stopped cab, Mr. Brink.
Yes, slow down, kiddo. We'll see where she walks.
Not going to any house?
You better park. If we follow her as she walks, you'll become suspicious. She probably didn't want to stop the cab too near the place. Fear it will be traced later on. If she'd been very clever, she would have changed cabs.
She turned in now.
Yes. It looks like a rooming house. Go around to the alley, kiddo.
You have planned this a bit?
Yes, Cato. I only hope Grafton is there. Here we are. Wait here, Cato. By more than 5 minutes, you call the police.
Gliding through the shadows, Britt Reed came to a window in the back of the old rooming house which led to the hall. With a flat metal instrument, he manipulated the lock on the window and pushed it up.
See a thing. Back stairway. That might be handy later on. There she is. She's going up the front way. I think that the Green Hornet better go up the back. There she goes. I want to hear what goes on in there.
That's right.
George, to meet me. You never intended to meet me at all.
Right again.
You've killed her, and now you're running out.
You know too much, Lucy.
I never meant to help a murderer. And then when I lied for you, it was because I thought you loved me.
You're a chump, Lucy. Moonlight and roses. That's only in books.
Oh, get even. You'll never get out of here.
You're not going anyplace yourself, sister.
Oh, let go of me.
Think you're going to scream, huh? I'll fix you. Little wildcat. Bite my hand, will you? I'll get you tied. Good. Now. There. You won't be walking away from any place, Lucy.
What do you mean?
There's only one person in this town who knows that I even saw Jeffers. That's you. I couldn't leave any unfinished business like you behind. Wouldn't be healthy.
I'll do anything you say, anything. Only please don't. It's me, William. I lied and cheated for you. Now I'll get back at you if it's the last
thing
I...
See this gun, Lucy?
You don't dare. They'll hear you. They'll come running in here.
Not in this neighborhood. No one cares.
You won't get away with it.
This is it, Lucy. Too bad I'm in such a hurry. I would have done it right.
Not so fast, Grafton.
The Hornet.
That's right.
You're a smart egg. Now, why don't you... Got you that time.
I'll
get that gun.
Not so well, Rat.
Take this.
Not so fast.
You're not going to get me.
Watch it, Rat.
I'll get you.
Miss me.
Let go.
You can't take it.
No, I'll get you.
Get this rat. Oh,
gas. Gas gun.
Tony, wait on it. Take me with you, please.
Sorry, I'm leaving in a hurry.
After Cato's phone call, Sergeant Burke and Lowry raced through the city in a scout car to follow up this latest tip in the Jeffers murder.
You think this tip's on the level side?
I don't know, Lowry, but I'm not taking any chances on missing something.
Well, it must be around here someplace, the rooming house he told you about.
Yeah. You know, I could hardly understand the guy. Talked like his mouth was full of marbles or something. It's only half a block more, Cassidy.
Cassidy, up ahead, shooting. Step on it.
Hey, looks like we stumbled onto something.
Sure does. The shooting come from here, all right.
George, look, there's the broken window.
Come on, boys.
Sure is a bad neighborhood.
Right up these steps.
There it is, the room at the front.
Suffering snakes. This is it, all right. Lucy, what are you doing here?
Time, E.
Cassidy, better get her out of that chair.
Sure, Sarge. Hey, who's the guy?
That's him, Sarge. I couldn't miss that guy any place. That's the one that saw Jeffers this morning, Grafton.
That guy you was telling us about?
Yeah, that's the one, knocked out cold.
I'm going to have plenty to say to him when he comes to. You too, sister.
Sergeant, Grafton killed Jeanette Jeffers.
What? What's that you're saying?
He killed her. I helped him to get in to see her. You see, I didn't know. Well, I didn't know he'd do anything like that.
Well, we'll get a full statement from you at headquarters, sister.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, is that news. Hey, where's the telephone in this
place? Lowry, wait a minute. Look at this, will you? On his hand. Well,
the seal of the Green Hornet. Well, I'll be darned.
That slippery spellbean.
Wonder what he had to do with Grafton, Sarge. Can't figure out how he'd fit into this setup.
I don't know, Lowry. But whenever anything happens in this town, that's where he is, the sneaking crook. Listen to that, will you? The worst crook of them all, and he's getting away.
Wonder why he takes chances hanging around like that.
You mark my words. Someday that very thing will be the death of him.
Or you, Sarge. Or you.
Armed Forces Radio Service.